Welcome to Roadside,
where we talk about the fascinating and sometimes disturbing history behind roadside attractions and unique destinations.
Hello!
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 Hi, patrons!
Hello, mother.
Hello, patrons.
Hello, Abigail. That was kind of like all mixed in there.
I know, yeah. Well, what's up? How are you?
I am good. I found us a bonus that you're probably going to hate, and I'm sorry I didn't mean it for it to be that way, but it's just going to be that way.
Is it about the ocean?
Yeah. And I didn't do it on purpose.
But
the last time you did a bonus, I asked you, how did you find that? And you said, I just typed in world's whatever it was. Largest, biggest, what was it?
Oldest.
Oldest. So I went a little, well, I've been a little snarky lately. So I went a little in the snarky direction.
Oh, yeah.
And I went world's deadliest.
Okay.
And so that's where it led me.
Okay. You know what, Mom? I like your snark. It's where I get mine from.
Okay, good.
I'm excited. I'm ready.
All right. So this is the world's deadliest shark attack.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is not good.
It's not good at all. So fun.
So this is a big bummer of a bonus.
Okay.
but it's history, and we're doing
interesting.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it. I'm ready.
And I had never heard of this before.
Mm-hmm.
Which it when I was studying, I felt like I should have, because I felt like it would have been part of history. But also, I had a really boring history teacher.
Yeah. So you might have learned it in class and just forgot.
Because I might have heard it. Whether I learned it is a different story.
True.
I was too busy passing notes. So this takes place in the Philippine Sea.
Okay.
On the USS Indianapolis, which was 610 feet and 3 inches long.
Pretty sizable.
I thought it was interesting they put in the 3 inches.
Yeah.
Pretty sizable. Yeah. 610 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
And it was launched in 1931.
Okay.
This was during the World War II that this happened. On July 16th, 1945, the USS Indianapolis departed on a top secret mission.
Ooh.
Yes.
Secret spy stuff.
Mm-hmm. They departed from San Francisco, and their mission was to deliver uranium and parts that would be used in creating 2 atomic bombs.
Interesting. That's very interesting, yeah. Especially because we just went to see Oppenheimer not that long ago.
Oh, did you?
We did.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's really interesting.
So this is timely.
Okay, yeah. Also, in my episode today, we will be talking a little bit about World War II.
That's so weird.
I know. Okay. It's not the whole thing, but we'll talk a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, we're not talking about the whole thing either. This is just a little bit.
We're just talking about the boat.
These 2 atomic bombs were nicknamed Little Boy and Fat Man.
Yep, they sure were.
Is this in yours too, or was that in Oppenheimer?
Well, I remember that from history class, actually.
Oh, see, you had a better history teacher than I did.
I had some good ones. I had some bad ones, too, though.
Okay. So Little Boy would later be dropped on the city of Hiroshima on August 6th, 1945, and Fat Man was dropped 3 days later on Nagasaki. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. The Indianapolis held 1,196 men and traveled 5,688 miles to Tinian Island.
Okay.
And this journey took them 10 days to make.
I don't think I'd like to be at sea for 10 days.
Well, I mean, if it was a cruise, maybe. But
even then, I don't think I'd like
not
it.
Not during World War II.
I've never liked the idea of going on a cruise. But I'm also very anti
water,
ocean, water, boats.
Yeah.
I don't mind them, but.
True.
It's when they sink. That's what gets me.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
That's the bad part.
So after the ship delivered their parts, it departed Tinian Island to make a 1,600-mile journey to the Philippines for training duty.
Okay.
Shortly after midnight on July 30th, 1945, a Japanese submarine torpedoed the USS Indianapolis.
That's what happens in war.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
The damage to the ship was so extensive that it caused massive amounts of water to start entering the ship.
Ooh.
And the ship sunk in only 12 minutes.
Oh, yikes.
Yes.
So were they like in the middle of the ocean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they were like in the middle of it. Almost there or like at port or something.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Of the almost 1,200 men, 300 drowned almost instantly.
Yeah.
Leaving about 900 survivors were now left in the deep water.
Yeah.
And trying to fight for their lives. And mind you, this is just after midnight. So it's also pitch black.
It's dark in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. They had a few lifeboats. They had some life jackets.
Yeah.
But most of the men were clinging to debris. The men floated in small groups, trying to live off the limited amount of food that was still there. And they ended up being stranded in the water for 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
That is so horrifying. I cannot imagine that. Just, no. They were surrounded by oil from the ship.
Oh.
And then also during the day, the scorching July sun was also beating down on them.
Yeah.
Of the almost 900 initial survivors, approximately 430 men ended up succumbing to exhaustion, dehydration, and I'm probably not going to say this right, hypernatremia.
Hypernatremia.
Which is the excessive amount of sodium from drinking salt water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very sad.
It is. And then approximately another 150 men were attacked and killed by sharks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I just can't imagine being one of those men and witnessing everybody dying around you.
Yeah.
From not only drowning and just literally exhaustion from trying to stay afloat and dehydration, but now being attacked by sharks.
Yeah. Like having to imagine living through all the entire shipwreck and then, you know, a few days and all of a sudden there's sharks.
Yeah.
It's just like you've already survived so much and you're like, okay, well, now we got to add sharks to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, it almost seems like a movie.
I know. It kind of does. Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it seems
torpedo the ship and then be in the ocean. All of this is going on. And then, oh, wait, it's not bad enough. Let's add sharks to the script.
It almost just sounds like it's too much to be a movie, you know, like there's too much stuff happening. That's not realistic.
Exactly. But, yes. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I could just see somebody being like, that's a terrible script. That would never happen. So take the sharks out. The men were discovered by accident when a Navy plane was flying overhead and spotted them.
Mm.
They started lowering rafts and food down. And then finally, the USS Doyle made its way to save them.
Aww.
In the end, only 316 men survived. Of the almost 1,200.
That's still kind of a lot, I feel like.
That's like,
I mean, it's not a lot, but like, it's not a lot, but it feels like it is. Like,
my thought was, after 4 days and all this is going on and there's still 300 men, like, can you imagine 300 men just floating in the ocean? Like, I don't know. I can't.
Yeah.
Anyway. So it's believed that the sharks were oceanic white tip sharks.
Okay.
And oceanic white tips live in deep water. So they're pretty much in the middle of the ocean. They're not something you need to worry about when you're playing at the beach.
Right.
They are considered to be at the top of the food chain.
Ooh.
And can be quite aggressive and are known to be very powerful when they are in a feeding frenzy.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. These sharks can live up to 25 years and can get up to 11 feet in length, although they have been estimated to be larger for some. So I guess that's the average length is 11 feet.
The average, yeah. There's going to be outliers.
Yeah. Oceanic white tips are on the threatened list. And their biggest threat is commercial fishing and bycatch.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what bycatch is? Because I didn't.
I don't, but I just...
So I'm gonna tell you, because okay. I went down a rabbit hole. And I was like, if I don't know a word, I'm like, I got to look up the word and see what it means.
I don't know what that is. I assumed it was just like by catching them.
Bycatch is the unintended capture of sea life.
Okay.
So basically, if they're looking for lobster and they happen to catch turtles,
right,
or whatever the case may be. Unfortunately, they are not always properly returned to the ocean. And this is not just oceanic white tips. This is all marine life, including birds. And bycatch results in over 27 million marine life and birds dying every single year.
Just because humans catch them and they're like,
eh. And they're lazy and don't do it.
Yeah, they're like, wait, should we return this back to the ocean? Nah.
Reading all of that just kind of made me sad.
Yeah.
So just as a little sidebar, if you would like to do your part in stopping that, you can buy seafood from sustainable certified fisheries. Because there are some that actually do use bycatch prevention methods. Not all do.
Yeah.
Probably because it costs the money and they just don't want to spend money on it.
Probably. That's what it comes down to most of the time.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my little PSA, so I'm going to get back to my story now.
Okay.
In 2014, one survivor named Corporal Edgar Harrell later discussed the event with the Indianapolis Star.
Mm.
And he said, quote, "That first morning, we had sharks. As men got separated, they would be targeted. You hear a blood-curdling scream, and then the body would go under, and that life vest popped back up," end quote. That was the most horrible quote that I read out of all of them.
Yeah. What a horrible way to die.
Yes, absolutely. And then to witness it.
Yeah.
And the fear, I can imagine the fear. I mean.
That you might be next?
I'm assuming there had to be some men who just let themselves go.
Yeah.
In whatever manner at that point. Because it's just like the triangle shirtwaist factory. Like to get eaten by a shark and have that fear and you see that terror coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
To choose another way to just get out of it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Because that's, even without the sharks, just being stranded in the middle of the ocean is enough.
Yes.
To make somebody do something desperate.
Another survivor told a reporter that men were terrified, obviously.
Yeah, I bet.
They were scared to make any movement for fear that it would attract sharks. And some men were even too scared to eat. Because a witness said that one soldier opened a can of Spam and was surrounded by sharks and a feeding frenzy began. What I read was that the sharks mainly went for anybody that already had some kind of cut or wound on their body.
Because they can sense the blood.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The USS Indianapolis was found on the ocean floor in 2017. Located 3.5 miles below the surface.
Yikes. That's a long way.
That is a long way. Harold Bray is the last survivor of the USS Indianapolis.
Wow.
Yeah. He was only 17 at the time of the attack.
Wow.
And he turned 96 this year.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
In an interview, Bray said, quote, "Then the sharks came. I looked down and they were just swarming around us. Their tails would hit me every once in a while. There wasn't really anywhere to go. We had to deal with them. The sharks seemed to go after the people that had big cuts to them, were naked, or just in their skivvies. We lost a lot of good men in the first few days.
And no.
Yeah.
That's got to be so hard to deal with mentally as a 17-year-old.
Yes.
Like, ugh. That's like if Nathan was to go through that right now.
Oh, God, no. Uh-uh. Oh, yeah. You're right. That just...
Mm-mm. Yeah. I just got goosebumps.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's pass.
Bray went on to be a police officer after his time in the Navy, and that was actually a career that he wanted since he was in 8th grade.
Aw.
Yeah. And in July of this year, 2023... his town of Bencia, California, put up a 7-foot bronze statue in his honor.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I know.
He deserves that.
And that is our episode. That is our bonus.
All right. That was a scary episode, Mom.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
It was not fun, but it was interesting to learn about.
Yes.
Yes.
I think I might just have to start typing in world's whateverest and going, because yeah. I didn't know anything about this. I learned a lot.
Yeah, and I learned a lot with the last
even
one.
If it was terrifying, so.
Yeah, that was not fun, but it was fun, you know?
I understand.
All right.
So that's it, guys.
That's it. We love you.
Thank you for listening and for supporting us.
We love you more than life itself.
I don't know about that.
We love you a lot, though, okay?
We do. We do love you a lot.
All right. Farewell, patrons. Until next time. Mwah.
Keep finding the thrill in the mysterious. Bye.
On the edge of their seat, that one.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you did.